It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. Well, the Miami Heat jumped out to another quick double-digit lead Thursday night, only this time they managed to hang on. LeBron James scored 32 points, Dwayne Wade finished with 24, and Chris Bosh contributed a double-double as the Heat held off the Oklahoma City Thunder 100-96 to tie the NBA Finals at a game each. James helped the Heat clinch the victory by hitting two free throws with 7 seconds left after grabbing a rebound of Kevin Durant's potential game-tying shot. Durant and Westbrook helped to shoot Oklahoma City back into the game in the second half before the Heat prevailed. Durant paced the Thunder with 32 points. Westbrook had 27. After the game, here's Durant.
We worried about the offensive end. We miss shots, but we can't let it dictate our defense. So I got to stay positive, you know, keep working. And we're looking forward to game three.
Durant Westbrook helped to shoot Oklahoma City back into the game in the second half before the Heat prevailed. Durant paced the Thunder with 32 points last night, but LeBron James was the star.
Anytime you get a lead in this series, it's important, no matter if it's a double-digit lead or, you know, a one-point lead, you know, because both teams are playing great basketball. You know, anytime you can get a quick start and get a lead, it helps.
Games 3, 4, and 5 are in Miami Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. The Heat could wrap it up if they sweep those at home. It was a long first day at the U.S. Open, the 112th U.S. Open at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. And an American named Michael Thompson has a three-shot lead, that is, after shooting a 4-under par 66 yesterday on the tough course. There are five golfers at 1-under par, including Tiger Woods, who's looking for his first major title since winning the U.S. Open downstate at Torrey Pines 4 years ago. Now, Woods was the clear winner among his marquee threesome as Phil Mickelson shot a 6-over 76 and Masters champ Bubba Watson shot a 78. It was also rough on a lot of star players, including number one ranked Luke Donald shot a 79. Defending champ Rory McIlroy shot a 77. Here's Woods talking about this course.
This golf course, it's so demanding. And if you're off your game just a little bit, it's, you know, you're going to pay the price. And it's hard to make pars. You know, Phil and Bubba were off just a little bit. And, you know, this is one of those opens where it's just really hard to make birdies.
Thompson had 7 birdies and 3 bogeys to shoot his 66. No other golfer had more than 4 birdies, but Nick Watney got to 1-under par with a double eagle 2 on the par 5, 17th. That's the second straight major that there's been a double eagle scored. College baseball fans, you'll get your fix with the College World Series starting today in Omaha at TD Ameritrade Park. The format is 2 separate divisions playing double elimination tournaments, with the 2 winners playing a best 2 out of 3. This could run as late as June the 26th. Today in Division 1, it'll be the Cinderella Stony Brook Seawolves meeting the Bruins of UCLA. That'll be at 3 o'clock, and then Arizona will meet Florida State tonight at 7. The Wildcats and the Seminoles have 35 College World Series appearances between them. Tomorrow, the other newcomer, Kent State, will meet Arkansas, and the 2-time defending champion South Carolina Gamecocks will meet top seed Florida. The Gators and the Gamecocks are both in Omaha for a 3rd straight year. All the games today and tomorrow will be seen on ESPN2. Starting today, Division I men's basketball coaches will be able to send unlimited texts, make unlimited phone calls to recruits who have wrapped up their sophomore year in high school. The NCAA will also allow coaches to send private messages to prospective players through social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. The NCAA is allowing coaches to text, tweet, and talk. As Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden put it, the organization is recognizing the evolving nature of communication with students through social media. Texas A&M and SMU will play a football game in Dallas at Ford Stadium on September the 15th. And yesterday, the school and Conference USA announced that FSN will televise it, and it'll kick off at 2:30. The Aggies open the season with Louisiana Tech at Independence Stadium in Shreveport in less than 11 weeks, August the 30th, that Thursday night. Brazos Valley Bombers scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to turn a 3-run deficit into a 3-run lead and held on to beat the McKinney Marshals 9-6 at AMB Ballpark last night. The Bombers and Marshall will play again tonight at AMB at 7:05. They've got Saturday off, go to Victoria Sunday, and then come back home for games Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The Astros came back from being victims of Matt Cain's perfect game Wednesday by beating the San Francisco Giants 6-3 yesterday. J.D. Martinez had this hit.
And the pitch to Martinez, ripped to left. This ball's hit a ton. When it lands, it'll score four. That's a grand slam from J.D. Martinez. One big swing has made it 5-0 Astros.
And former Texas A&M pitcher Michael Wacha has signed his contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. He was the 19th overall pick. He flew to St. Louis Wednesday and took the physical, passed the medical, and signed his deal. He was 9-1 with the Aggies this past season with a 2.06 ERA. The Cardinals hope that Wacha will debut with the Class A Palm Beach Cardinals within a couple of weeks. And that's sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.